Welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today, probably uniquely in these podcasts, we're going to look at the same passage that we considered yesterday. What I want to do is bring out a different dimension from it, a point that is just crucial to our discipleship, and it's the dimension of prayer. I'm going to read from verse 14 of Mark chapter 9. When Jesus, Peter, James, and John came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit and has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "O unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for the one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But when Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can only come out by prayer." One of the images that helps us to understand discipleship is that of a journey. And one of the things that we have seen as we have thought about Mark chapters 8 and 9 is Jesus taking the disciples on a journey. They're walking along the roads, they go up the mountain, and then they come down again into the valley. But Jesus just hasn't been taking them on a physical journey. He's been taking them on a hearts and minds journey as well. The disciples have been challenged about the identity of Jesus. They have seen Jesus revealed in all its glory. They've been called to join Jesus in ministry and mission. And all along the way, they are learning. As we go on our journey of discipleship with Jesus, as we follow him wherever he leads, may we be learning. May we be growing. Don't stagnate spiritually in these times, but continue to grow as a follower of our Lord Jesus. How is God calling us to grow? Well, I think one of the key ways is here in this passage. the words of Jesus, in the very final verse that we read, this kind can only come out by prayer. The disciples who couldn't help the boy and the father had been perplexed. Why couldn't we drive it out? And it seems, astonishingly, that they were trying to engage in ministry and mission without prayer. It's astonishing. But then we look at our own lives, and maybe we're not quite so surprised. How many times have I, as a pastor, stood up to preach and I've done good preparation, I have got some good illustrations, I've thought about God's word, and yes, I've prayed, but I've not prayed that much. How many times have I encountered broken and hurting people? How many times have I thought about the life of the church and I've done so without covering that in believing prayer? In the roles that you have, in the life of the church and in the wider community, in the jobs that you have, in the responsibilities that you have, I'm guessing that at least some of you resonate with what I'm saying. We try to engage with people, we try to share Jesus, we try and be his hands and feet, but we do it without prayer. But the reality is we are in a spiritual battle. It is spiritual warfare. The devil is alive and active. His power has been severely curtailed. Jesus died on the cross, and the devil's final defeat was signed. But it won't be sealed and delivered until the return of Jesus. The devil's power is limited, but still he roams the earth like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Make no mistake, we are in a spiritual battle. And so God's word comes to us, I hope, with fresh power. Are we looking to reach out to the broken and the vulnerable? Jesus says to us, only by prayer. Are we a key worker on the front line, maybe in a hospital, maybe in a school? Maybe we're involved in public health. Maybe we're involved in the government, in the council in some way. God says to us as Christian people, only by prayer. Are we caring for someone who is sick? Are we seeking to look after children? Are we grappling with how we proceed with our business, with our daily work? God says to us only by prayer. Are we praying for a loved one, a neighbour, a colleague? Are we seeking to share Jesus with them as his disciples? God says to us again and again, only by prayer. Jesus' words challenge me deeply and bring me back to first principles. It's not about me. It's not about my cleverness. It's not about my strategies. God is in control. And we can work and we can work. But if God is not working, then nothing of any lasting worth will be achieved. Our days, our lives, our ministries, whatever they may be, need to have this banner written over the top of them, only by prayer. Let's pause and allow God to drive his word deeply into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, only by prayer. Lord, we thank you today for the amazing gift of prayer, the invitation to grow in our relationship with you. Help us to more and more be men and women of prayer. And help us to understand that whatever we do today, whatever we do in the days ahead, whatever it is that you're calling us to do, you are most certainly saying to us only by prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this reminder. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen.